Today's shiur begins at the bottom of Lamed Gimel Amud Beis in Maseches Bava Basra, and we were left last time in a cliffhanger. What will be in the case of a person who claims he bought the land and has been there for 3 years, but is successful in bringing only one witness? Is there any legal precedent from which we can conclude how to deal with this case? The Gemara presents the opinion of the Rabbanan who are speaking in the presence of Abaye, and this particular presentation lasts till the middle of Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, as the long marking indicates that you find between the Gemara and the Rashbam text Sovur Rabbanan, with a long vertical broken line. Before we continue in the Gemara itself, let's glance at our introductory note on the side of the Gemara, the outside margin, Nosei Hemshech. This is a continuation of the topic that we had started last time. Nasko de Rabbi Abba. The bar, the gold, the silver bar associated with Rabbi Abba and his case. It's a well-known topic, and hence in the learning circles, it's referred to simply as Natska de Rabbi Abba. Eid Echod HaMe'id Negdo, a situation where a singular witness is challenging somebody. For who, the person being challenged, Eino Yochol Lishova. Whereas in general, Torah law recognizes the strength of an Eid Echod as one who can impose the need to take a shvua. Whereas two witnesses upon their testimony can cause financial payment to be made, one witness cannot force that. However, one witness who testifies can force the opposing party to swear against the claim of this one witness, against the claim of the claimant who's being supported by this one witness. So the Gemara continues. Bearing in mind, we have a fellow who was there upon his claim for 3 years, and he has only one witness backing him up. Sovar Rabbonon Kame de Abaye Lemeimar. Hainu Nasko de Rabbi Abba. Oh, they thought they hit a pot of gold here in their search for legal precedent, thinking, oh, this is the same as the well-known case as Nasko de Rabbi Abba. What's the case of Nasko de Rabbi Abba? So the Gemara tells us the story. Tahu Gavro de Chotaf Nasko Mechavrei. One fellow grabbed a bar of silver from his friend. Also the Kame de Rabbi Ami. The case came before Rabbi Ami. Have Yosef Rabbi Abba Kame, and Rabbi Abba was present. Aisi Chad Sado de Michtav Chotfo Mine. The claimer, the Tovea, brought a singular witness that this other fellow actually grabbed it, that he stole it. The singular witness is testifying. He doesn't use the term stole it. The singular witness is saying, I saw him grab it. Omar Lay, so the defendant, says, in Chatfi. Yes, I agree. I agree with the singular witness. I grabbed it. Vididi Chatfi. What I grabbed was mine. Omar Rabbi Ami. Heichi Nidainuha Dayoni Lahai Dina. How should judges decide this case? The Gemara presents several possibilities and rejects them. Lishlam, to insist that the grabber pay back, Lekotre Sadi. There aren't two witnesses that say we saw him grab. Lifterei, to exempt him, to let him get off scot-free. Iko chad sado. But there is a singular witness that's testifying that he did something questionable. He grabbed something from someone else's possession. Lishtaba, to impose an oath on the grabber. In general, and we didn't say this before, but it's a fundamental point when you're dealing with singular witnesses. I like to refer to singular witnesses as people who draw fire. What do I mean? That the oath that the Torah imposes upon hearing the testimony of a singular witness, you have to swear against what the single witness said. If the single witness said, "I saw you borrow money," you would have to swear, "I did not borrow money." What about our story? The singular witness is saying, "I saw him grab." Can we impose an oath on the defendant? The Gemara says, no, we can't. Ha Omar Michtav Chatfa. He, in effect, is agreeing with the witness. The cave on the Omar the Chatfa, since he's saying, "I grabbed it," in agreement with what the witness saw, testified, Have lay. Be very careful now, all who are learning this Gemara, with the next word. It says, Habilei ki gazlan. The chof, to be emphasized, he's like a gazlan. He's like a thief. It doesn't mean he's a thief. It means he is like a thief in the sense that just like a thief does not take shavuos, a person who is a major sinner is not entitled to swear, just like a gazlan is someone who does not swear, so too this guy cannot swear, for different reasons. This point, this explanation, is found in the Rashbam. We have an asterisk indicating where he makes this point. Under the Gemara, a few lines, he says, "V'gabi hach shvua." Regarding this shvua, the need to take a shvua here, he cannot do it. Kegazlan etzel kol shvuas, like a gazlan is regarding all shvuas. Tohal les leilameimar lishtaba the didei chotap she'ein zu shvua hamutelas alav. There is no grounds to say let him swear that what he grabbed was his, because this is not the shvua that a single witness imposes on somebody. As we said before, a single witness imposes a shvua that the defendant has to swear against what the witness had been saying. And that doesn't take place here. The Gemara goes on. As a result of everything we've said now, we don't seem to have a way out. To make him pay, we said no. To get him off the hook scot-free, we said no. To have him swear, we said no. Omar lay Rabbi Abba. Have this guy is, the chotef is, notice the singular quotation marks, it means read these words that are contained therein as a phrase, read it together. He is what? Mechuyav shvua sheino yochol lishava. He's someone that should swear, should have to swear, but cannot swear. V'chol ha-mechuyav shvua sheino yochol lishava mishalein. That's the rule that Rabbi Abba states. How does that have any application to our Gemara? So we'll take a quick look at the Rabbeinu Gershom. You'll notice an asterisk in the Rabbeinu Gershom toward the beginning of his commentary. He says, V'chihechi dehocha lo havi elochad sa'ada v'ukmua biyoda biyoda de toveah. Just like in this case, the Rabbi Abba case, there was one witness present, and we entitled the claimer to receive it. We said that the grabber has to pay to the one who was claiming his bar of silver. Hachinami gabi aro, deles bo elochad sahado. So too, in the case of the land under question, there was an original owner say, "What are you doing on my land?" And the occupier could produce only one witness. So there's this is the parallel. There's one witness in both of these cases. Nukmo biyodei de tovea. Let us establish it in the hands of the tovea. The Gemara goes on. Amar le Abaye. He says these cases are not comparable. He addresses Rabbi Abba and he says, Midomi, how can you compare the cases? Hasam, in the case of the Naska, of the bar of silver, Sado le'oroi kasi, the witness was coming to weaken the claim of the litigant, of the claimer. The presence of the witness there worked against the claimer when he claimed it was mine. The presence of the witness was working against him. V'chi osi achrino, had another witness come along that would have also testified, I saw him grab. V'chi osi achrino bahade, mafkinon lo mine. We would have taken away the bar of silver. Hacha, in the case of the one witness with regard to the 3 years, the siui ka'asi, he's coming to assist the occupier of the land. He also, achrino, had another witness come along, mukminon la biyadei. We would have established it in the hands of the occupier. So, to review this point, in the case of the bar of silver, you have someone holding on to the bar of silver. The singular witness was working against the person holding on to the bar of silver. Had a second witness come along, the person holding on to the bar would have had to pay it out. In the case of the land, we have a person holding on to the land, just like we had holding on to the bar, here we have holding on to the land. The singular witness is supporting his claim of holding on to land. A second witness would come along, he'll be able to continue holding on to the land, as opposed to the case of the appearance of the second witness in the case of the bar of silver, that would have made him pay out the bar of silver. Ela I damya ha de Rabbi Abba, if you want to draw a parallel between the case of the Rabbi Abba din and land, compare it to the following. L'chad sado ulatarti shani ulaperi. To a case of a fellow who claimed ownership and he was able to produce only one witness, and only as far as 2 years are concerned, and as with regard to the peros. What does all of this mean? So, to appreciate this, one would have to see the Rashbam. The Rashbam is found, the lower part of the page, Eloi damyo naska de Rabbi Abba, lechad sado, uletartin shonin, uleperi kagon, Ruvein de tavi v'shimon. Reuven claims, again, Shimon, you stole my land and consumed the fruits for 2 years. Yomale, Shimon, Zavnes Ani Ali, you sold it to me. The Lesle le Shimon Eide Chazoka. But Shimon does not have witnesses to back up his Chazoka. The Dinahu la Duri Aro Lemora. The din is he should return the land to the owner. The Kevin the Lesle Eide Chazoka. Ulaperi mishtaba de bezvine achaltinun. As far as the fruits are concerned, he would have to swear that he bought them, and through that he was eating them. The kaimalon apesh she'osaru shehitir. The afagav de mahader lo la'aro peri lo mahader. And even though he is expected to return the land, the fruits he wouldn't have to return. Doleko sadi the ochel apiros. There are no witnesses saying that he consumed the fruits. Umigu di ochel lemeimar lo achli klal. And since he could have said, I didn't eat at all, yochol lemeimar nami achli bizvini. He could have said, and therefore, since he could have said, I didn't eat at all, he could say that I ate it through purchase. Veles le alo elo shvua. And there's nothing upon him other than the need to take an oath. Avol I iko sadi dochal peri tarti shonin. If, however, there would be witnesses that he ate fruits for 2 years, mechayvin le laduri afilu peri kerav Nachman. We would require him to restore the value of the fruits like Rav Nachman. The Omar Hadru Aler, the Hadri prayers. Rav Nachman said earlier, you got to return the land with the fruits. The IC Ruvain chad sado dochal peri. Tartin Shonin. And Reuven, who was occupying land, brings one witness that said he ate the fruits. Reuven, that laid claim to the land, brought a witness that said he ate the fruits for 2 years. Ukaon Shemeid Shelo Ochal Kiim Shnei Shonim. And this is the case where he ate for 2 years. Delav l'siyei l'shimon kosi. He's not coming to assist Shimon. Omar Shimon in achli, and Shimon says, "Yes, I ate v'didi achli. I ate what which was really mine." Shekonisi akarkav aperos. Efes lo nizharti b'shtori. However, I didn't watch my shtar. Ha, this case. Hu deiko l'dmuyei l'drabi abo. The Amrinon. In such a case, where Reuven, the claimer, brought one witness that Shimon ate the fruits for 2 years, this case would be parallel to Rabbi Abba. Di Amrinon, Hechi l'dainu, daini l'haidina. How should the Dayonim judge this case? Nechayve l'adure peri, to insist that Shimon restores the fruits, Leko trei sadi dachlino. You don't have two witnesses that he consumed the fruits. V'i mishum de odi. And if you'll say, well, the fellow admitted, ha toin v'omar didi achli. But at the same time, he also claimed it was his that he ate. V'chi aigavno leko hoido l'chiyuve. And this is not a type of confession that is mechayev a shvua. And it's not mechayev him to pay. It's not a type of thing that's mechayev him to pay because he's saying he ate his own. Niftere b'migu, to exempt him entirely through amigu, to say what? Believe me that it's mine, because he could have said he didn't eat at all. Ha'iko chad sad edomar dachlinu l'peri tartin shonin, v'ene yochol lichbor b'divrei ho'ed, lishovar l'sheker, he wouldn't be able to deny that and swear falsely. Nechayve shvua, maybe let's impose upon him a shvua b'eid echod. De'i havu travayhu, had there been two mechayvei lei mamona, v'chol mokom sheshnai mechayvei osu mamon, had there been two witnesses, he would have had to pay, we say, echod mechayvei osu shvua. One can impose a shvua. Ki amrinon eid echod l'shvua osi. When is it though that we say that an eid echod imposes a shvua? Hechod dekol kofar b'mayda asid chada sahada. That's where he denies what the singular witness is saying. Hasamud mishtaba to lo havu dvar meolam. There he could say lo hoyu dvar meolam. Nothing ever happened. Aval hocha. But in this case, hakamodi de ochal. He's admitting that he ate. Elo de toyen didi achli. Therefore, after all said and done, given those circumstances, what are they again? Shimon is being claimed by Reuven. What are you doing here? And Reuven brings one witness that Shimon ate fruits for only 2 years. Havile Mechuy of Shvur, the Rashbam concludes, V'eino yocholi shova u'mishalein. So, as we said before, if you want to draw a parallel between Rabbi Abba's case in some case concerning land, it will be this case that we just described in length. Not the case that with which the Gemara opened up, where the fellow had one witness for the 3 years. The Gemara continues. We have another case, and we'll take a look at the Nosei comment on the side. Shnayim Sherovim al Sfino Achas. Two people arguing over a boat. The Echod Mehem Bola Bezdin im Bakosha Shitfesua Ad Shiovi Edim Shehi Shalo. And one of the two fighters turns to Bezdin and says, Bezdin, you take possession of the boat until I bring witnesses that it's mine. One, Ha'im Yesh LeBezdin Litfos Hasfina. Should Bezdin take possession of the boat? And Beis, Im Tafsua Vahu Lo Hitzliach Lahavi Edim. Let's say they took possession of the boat, but the fellow was not successful in bringing witnesses. Ha'im al Bezdin l'shachar asfino lios b'matzavo akodem. Is it upon Bezdin to release the boat and allow it to be in its original state, meaning unpossessed and subject to the fighting of the two? We're going to notice in the Gemara a Roman numeral 1, and then later a number 2. These are described as shlovim b'mikra. They are stages in the incident. So seeing now the Gemara inside, Hahu arba davo minsu alo beitre. There's a boat sitting in a river. Two fellows are fighting over ownership. Hi Omar didi hi. Vahai Omar didi hi. Each one claiming, it's mine. Also chad minayu lebeidina. One of these two fighters goes to Bezdin, the Omar, and he says to Bezdin, Tifsua ad demaisino sadi dididihi. You take possession of the boat until I bring witnesses that it's mine. Question is, tafsinon oiloi tafsinon. Should Bezdin intervene or not? Let's take a look at the Rashbam, lower part of the page. Tafsinon oilo tafsinon. Mi lemo de tafsilo Bezdin deho. Ilo mishkach sadi hadrinon umafkinon lokin meikora. Do we say that Bezdin takes the boat, and if he does not find witnesses to support his claim, they would then release the boat to its original state? Velo hifsid bal hasfina betfisas Bezdin klum, and the one who's say the real owner would not have lost, because Bezdin would be releasing it. O Dilma lo tafsinon, or maybe they don't grab the boat. The Dilma lo mashkach sadi, velo hadrinon umafkinon lo kedu lekamon. And it could be that Bezdin does not release the boat in the event that the fellow does not find witnesses. V'nimso shehifsid bal sfina yodenu, and that by the Bezdin intervention would turn out that the real owner might be losing. The real owner would lose because it would remain in Bezdin's possession. Di havi shavkinon lo, if they would have not intervened, dilma havi olim v'gover bal asfina. The real owner might have, through strength, overcome the other fellow. V'nimso zoche b'shelo kein, and he would have been able to get hold of his own boat. Nira li tam hashela. This is the Rashbam's explanation of what appears to be to him the reason behind the Gemara asking. The question is, does Bezdin intervene or not? Part of the question of the Rashbam is, what happens in the event that he does not find witnesses to support him? Does Bezdin release the boat or not? The Gemara continues, Rav Huna Omar Tafsinan. Let Bezdin take possession of the boat in the meantime. Rav Yehuda Omar lo tafsinan. They should not intervene. Rav Huna said, let Bezdin grab the boat, this is because Rav Huna will subscribe to Rav Papa's opinion. We have not seen yet. He appears, underlined a few lines later, who says that in the event that Bezdin did grab the boat, take hold of the boat, and the fellow was unable to bring witnesses, they released the boat later. Therefore, their grabbing of the boat, or their taking possession of the boat, doesn't really change any status quo. Continuing in the Gemara. Ozal velo ashkech sadi, the fellow who had turned to Bezdin, asking, hold on to the boat until I find witnesses, did not find witnesses. Omar lehu, afkua, v'chodol in dvar. He says, listen, release the boat now. I didn't find witnesses. Release it, and let the stronger man win. The idea of the stronger man winning could be either through actual strength or through other proof that he may bring. Question, mafkinon or lo mafkinon? Do they release it or not? Rav Yehuda, omar lo mafkinon. Notice, Rav Yehuda here says they don't release it. This is the same Rav Yehuda who before said they should not take possession. Of course, they should not take possession, because if they do take possession, they're not going to release it, and it will affect the status quo. You might ask, what do you mean, not release? Like, why not? So let's take a look at the Rashbam for a magnificent interpretation. Lo mafkinon, de me'achar shebo momon Yisrael biad beisdin. If they had taken possession of it, maybe they shouldn't have, but according to Rav Yehuda, but if they did take possession of it, they don't release it. That once Momon Yisrael comes into their possession, Einon Rashoyin Mafkiro, they have no right to mafkir it, to let it go public. Rather, they'll retain it until they know to whom it belongs. That's Rav Yehuda's opinion. Rav Papa Omar Mafkinon. Rav Papa says they do release it. Bilvasa lo tafsinon. In truth, Bezdin should not intervene, like Rav Yehuda. Behecha de tofas, and in the event that they did take possession, lo mafkinon, also like Rav Yehuda, not, they shouldn't release it. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.